So we're just going to start off. Aaron and I are going to give a little bit of an overview of the development process. We can zoom out and then zoom into when we start to really work with council in the project development process. Emily is going to go into some of the differing challenges to the renewable development across the U.S. And then Mark is going to dial in specifically on jurisdictional issues and tribal consultations. We're going to talk a little bit about council and development relationships, and we have some lessons learned from, you know, working on projects in the past that, you know, developers wish lawyers knew, that lawyers wish developers knew, and how to work together to really achieve success for the projects. And we'll wrap it up with some final thoughts and some Q&A. Encourage you to put the questions in throughout, and we'll address them when we get to the end of the presentation. Next slide. So, you know, kicking off, renewable energy projects, one of the most important things to know, and probably most people that are attending this conference understand this, but, you know, looking for projects, identifying them, it's a lot of different variables. We're looking at the market, the transmission, the resource, to identify overall areas of interest within a specific geography, and then dialing in more specifically to physically where we could actually build that project based on, you know, real estate, the different permitting conditions, environmental conditions, to identify areas where we can actually mature a project and get it from idea to concept. Next slide. This is going to become important down the line when Mark gives his presentation, but there's, you know, vertically integrated markets, restructured wholesale markets, and the approach to development is very different in both of those. You know, most of us work primarily in the restructured wholesale markets where generation, transmission, and distribution has all been separated. Next slide. There are seven of these organized power markets across the U.S. And as Emily will go into later, the different requirements early on to get into those queue processes is different. And so that's one factor that's different across the U.S. Next slide. Since we identify some areas that we're, you know, interested in from a transmission and market perspective, we're also looking at this from a resource overlay perspective to target, you know, where development will make the most sense. And, you know, here we'll do a MET campaign. That might be an area where we start bringing in our, you know, attorneys to get a MET license drafted and signed with the landowner, so that we understand what resource is possible. And that's typically a bigger exercise for wind than for solar. So overall, at that point, we've kind of dialed in, looked at specific areas that we really want to start going on. And Aaron is going to talk a little bit about from there where we get, where we start with siting and then progressing the project, and how that, how we interact with council, you know, for those activities.
Yeah, thanks, Jen. I know this isn't a renewable development 101 presentation, but we wanted to just kind of give some context here of what some of the key activities and milestones are for development. So you can see just kind of the suite of line items that development teams will be focused on. And, you know, I think the key thing to note here is that at almost every step of the way, there is an opportunity or a need for council to be involved, you know, from project prospecting and greenfielding. Those are the earliest stages of project development. You know, we'll have a couple of the key pieces that we need to focus on that are just binary for a project's success are land, which Jen was referencing, lots of conversations with landowners, which will require a heavy focus on negotiating site control agreements and contracts, which we do in partnership with in-house counsel. You know, we'll have initial permitting reviews, most certainly interconnection applications for transmission capacity. We'll have to do, even before that, just injection analysis to make sure that we have a firm understanding of what capacity might be available before we enter into the queue process. And then also at the earliest stages, you know, we'll do what's called a critical issues analysis, just to look for any red or yellow flags that we need to be aware of before advancing a project. And Aaron, once we...
This, differ from solar and wind for you? So in the greenfield stages, have you tended to include council differently in the earliest stages?
That's a good question. I would say in the earliest stages, wind and solar, in my experience, would be very similar level of engagement. The wind projects will have a bit of a heavier lift on the real estate side, just simply because of the scale. You know, with solar, even if you're doing a utility scale project,